Hello, my name is Brian. May I speak to Gabriel Dustachino?
Yes, that's, you came close to Dustachio. So how you been there, Brian?
I'm very good, my friend. I'm here. Everything good, everything good. How are you, Gabriel? Everything good?
I'm trying to stay alive, that's all, my friend. It's been
I love that, I love that.
I drive a truck.
It's been hard.
I drive a truck, it's not easy.
You drive
trucks, you're moving.
Well, have you ever thought about investing on another truck? Listen, my name is Brian, and I'm actually calling on behalf of Business Financing. We are a funding program, and I'm here to help you get an offer on a term loan, a business line of credit, or revenue-based funding. The approval process takes less than 24 hours, and all I need to do is ask you two questions, Gabriel. Number one, how many years have you been in business?
I can't afford any loans right now. The economy is not up to investing right now. It's sad. Okay, hopefully Trump wins and get this economy back up again. Because the past two, three years has been a disaster. I mean, it's been hard. Just like,
tell me about it.
We're making enough money just to pay bills. That's it. You're making payment to the bills. You're wealthy. You're doing good.
Okay, I have a question.
It's
you
all
do trucking, correct?
Left over. Yes.
You do trucking, correct?
Yes.
What kind of trucking do you do?
Over the road.
Do you do 18-wheelers or do you do hatch shots?
Yes. No, 18-wheelers.
18-wheelers? Well, how about this? My brother, he does hot shots, right? He doesn't have an 18-wheeler, but he makes a lot of money doing hot shots. Let me help you in getting you a loan. This doesn't, we don't look at your credit history, none of that. All we want to do is help you out and get you out of the mud. What I want to do, if you know about hot shots, you can invest yourself in a van, and you can do a lot more than an 18-wheeler. I'm telling you. Now, look, as I mentioned, how many years have you been in business, my friend?
My friend, I talked to somebody not too long ago who does hot shot. He's doing just as bad as everybody else. And I book my own loads. So I see the loads on a load board, they call it.
Okay.
It's not there. Your brother is doing good. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for him. That's wonderful. Okay, but
what side of the coast are you in? He's on the East Coast.
East Coast. Yes.
My brother's on the East Coast, and I mean, I think he says he's doing pretty all right. I mean, is there anything else alone?
He's surviving. So that's what he is doing. He's surviving.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, he's surviving.
All right, my
thank
friend.
God he's surviving.
Gabriel,
happy for your
thank
brother.
You for your time, Gabriel.
It's not easy. Okay, you're very welcome. It's hard for everybody, my friend. I've been doing this for like 20 years, and this past 3 years has been the worst.
Since COVID?
Yep, the past 3 years has been bad. During COVID, that's the way the market should have been. Okay? But,
after COVID, that's the problem.
Right, right, the thing is, they want to take the small business out of business. They want to make this country a socialist, poor country where people are going to work for big companies, and there's going to be no more small companies or middle class people. And that's it.
Have you thought about investing in different kind of businesses? You have a boat.
Yes. And I got to take care of some bills. Okay. And then I'll park my truck, sell my truck, and ideal society. Get a job to work from home. Are you working from home or no?
No, I'm working in an office. Got a cubicle and everything. I've worked from home. Working from home is a little boring. I feel like it's better to go inside in the home is you at first, right? I mean, but you're an older guy. Maybe at first you might like it, but then after a while it gets kind of boring, you know?
Well, that'll be determined. You know, determination is the rule of success. If you're a determined person, you can do anything from anywhere. You have to be determined. You have to be focused and work on it. You know, if you try to sidetrack it sometimes you might make a good move, or sometimes might not be a good move. It happened to me last week. I parked my truck, I went to work for somebody else, knowing the whole situation of the market. It was a disaster. It was a mess. The guy is struggling to keep himself alive, like myself.
Wow.
And he's trying to cut corners of your work, trying to teach pennies and putting all the stress on top of the poor driver of me. I said, my friend, you have to let me go. You have to keep me loose. I know the market is bad. I'm doing my part. Don't tell me where to get diesel, how much to put in, or don't have me drive on empty tanks. Because all of this, it can cause an accident. And
you're right.
I did not want to have an accident. I told him, leave me alone. Let me drive. Get me enough fuel so I can drive, not have to be stressed out.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Driving for a week, I had an accident.
Whoa, what happened?
First week.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, and the truck is okay, thank God. The trailer got damaged. But hey, my friend, you work and somebody telling you, slow down. Somebody telling you, you're selling my diesel. They're telling you, you have to put so much diesel. You can't fill up the tank. My friend.
So what's the point?
Right. So hey, I told him, if you want to come pick up your truck, come over here and then I get a bus going back home or something. You're welcome to drive your truck, but don't drive me crazy.
Yeah.
And,
that makes no sense, my friend. Like, if you're going on a far, if you're going to stop and put more gas, I mean, just fill it up. That way you just get to the destination and that's it. It's not, you know, you got to show them the receipt anyways.
Right, and the truck is going to burn fuel regardless. You can't drive a truck without burning fuel.
Yep.
So going back to the thing is, like working from home, like I mentioned before, you have to be focused and determined, and that's the key thing. You know, there's nobody there to look over you and pull you here. So you have to be in charge.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And are you calling me from Florida or no?
No.
No, are you by the water?
No, I'm in the East Coast.
Okay, but are you by the water or no by the water?
No, by the water.
Okay, because if you're by the water, you can get two jobs. You can work what you're doing now, maybe transfer to work from home or something. Okay? And then after you do your job on calling people, you can take people out on a sailboat and make a couple $100 an hour.
On a boat? Tell me about that.
Yeah. Check it out. It's called Sailboat Charter.
Okay. Okay, that sounds interesting. Okay. I never heard of that. Okay. Thank you for that advice.
Sailboat. Well, probably can do sailboat charter and you can live on a boat. Okay.
Yeah.
You should get at least a 28 to 40-foot sailboat.
Like Captain Dan? You heard of Lieutenant Dan? You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, Lieutenant Captain Dan. The Captain Dan is... The name
no,
is
Lieutenant
the bell
Dan.
Somewhere, right? Okay.
Well, Gabriel, thank you for your time, okay? You have a beautiful day.
Okay, does that Lieutenant... he has a YouTube channel or something?
No, Lieutenant Dan is the guy who stayed on his boat. He lives on a boat. He stayed on the boat during Hurricane Milton. Everybody told him, leave, leave. He's like, no, I'm going to stay here.
Oh, okay. I know that's what I heard it from. So he was on television or something. Do you want to leave the boat then?
Yes, sir. Well, you have a great day, okay?
You can make
bless
it.
You.
All right. God bless you.
God
take
bless
care.
You.
Thanks.
Yes, you. You too, Gabriel. Bye-bye.